Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong thing.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay. We have...
Can't hear you.
How about now?
Yes, that's better.
Yeah.
Okay. We have Mom, Huber, Loretta, Sister Shirley, and Auntie Beth, and myself, Angela. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Happy Mother's Day.
Good evening. Happy Mother's Day.
Good evening. Okay, I'll pick up reading in Numbers 15. And this is after God was upset with the Israelite complaining. And it goes on to say, this is condemned to wonder. The Lord told Moses to give these instructions to the people of Israel when your child finally live in the land I am going to give them. And they want to please the Lord with a burnt offering or any other offering by fire. Their sacrifices must be an animal from the flock of sheep, goat, herd, or cattle. Each sacrifice, whether an ordinary one, a sacrifice to fulfill a vow, or a free will offering, or a special sacrificial sacrifice at any of the annual festivals, must be accompanied by a grain offering. If a lamb is being sacrificed, use 3 quarts of fine flour mix with 3 pints of oil, accompanied by 3 pints of wine for a drink offering. If the sacrifice is a ram, use 6 quarts of fine flour mix with 4 pints of oil and 4 pints of wine for a drink offering. This will be a sacrifice that is a pleasing fragrance to the Lord. If the sacrifice is a young bull, then the grain offering accompanied it must consist of 9 quarts of fine flour mix with 3 quarts of oil, plus 3 quarts of wine for the drink offering. This shall be an offering by fire as a pleasing fragrance to the Lord. And these are the instructions for what is to accomplish each sacrifice, bull, ram, lamb, or young goat. These instructions apply both to native-born Israel and to the foreigners. For there is the same law for all native and foreigners, and this shall be true forever from generation to generation. All are equal before the Lord. Yes, one law for all. Amen.
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 Okay, we have 2 more callers.
Yes, ma'am.
And Auntie Dot.
Yes.
And
Good evening.
And Auntie Carrie.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Can you do a complete roll call for me, Angela, please?
Okay, we have Mom, Loretta, Auntie Carrie, Sister Shirley.
Thank you, breaking up real bad.
Yeah, and Daniel, and I'll see that, and myself, Angela.
Okay, who did you say before you?
Auntie Dot.
Auntie Dot. Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
And happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Praise God. But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, Angela will come to us to bless the prayer line.
Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ask you to bind this line and loose your angels to protect us as we share our prayer. Lord, destroy and remove any deceptions in our minds as we bow and worship before you. O Lord, open up our hearts to receive your Spirit. Help us to listen to your words. Guide our minds to accept the and to seize the moments we spend together today. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Go ahead and begin with the services. The services. Okay, we'll go ahead and start with Loretta.
Okay, let's see. I have a Mother Day form that I would like to share. It says, so blessed by you, Mom, a mother who always cares, a mother who always dare, a mother who always prays, a mother who always stays. When things get rough, when life gets tough, when all is just too much to bear, God's word she share. God light, she shine. So bless God, made this mother mine. Amen.
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 Next.
Okay. I'm coming out of Adam, and I'm going to read Titus 1:1-9, and it said the quality of a leader. And you know, all mother is a leader. So, one of the most common things about the neighborhood was the father leader. The person who chose a leader was always someone who couldn't trust not to lead. Where we should go. He had to be someone that entire group would listen to and feel comfortable with. Sometimes we choose the wrong leader, and the game would end in chaos. The person was never chosen as leader again because he couldn't handle the role of care.
Mom, you're breaking up real bad.
But although we can trust that person to...
You're right, Mom. I hear what you're saying, Mom. Okay. Breaking up.
Mom, you're breaking up real bad. Can't hear anything you're saying.
Y'all got an attitude. You don't realize y'all can't hear us.
No, we can't. We can't hear to what she's saying. I don't know what she's saying.
Yeah.
She has the tone.
Yeah, she's got bad connections.
Okay.
You stuck on your phone then. Y'all got all the phone going on.
I was right in the phone.
Now we can hear you.
The quality, okay, I'll start over there. The quality of a leader. One of the most popular games in our neighborhood was Follow the Leader. The person who was chosen as leader was always someone we should trust not to lead us where we should go. He had to be someone the entire group would listen to and feel comfortable with. Sometimes we choose the wrong leader, and the game will end in chaos. That person was never chosen as leader again because he couldn't handle the role with care. The scripture reminds us that as Christians, we must be selected about those who chose as our leader. We cannot base leadership on kinship or friendship, but on whether we can trust that person to lead us safely over the spirit terrain. He or she must be discerned and disciplined to safely direct the path of those who follow. When we choose leader for the Christian journey, let us be mindful of the qualification set forth in the world, in the Word of God and the instruction. Paul gives to this young pastor, leadership is like a game of tennis. The player who serves well seldom lose. That's for our Mother's Day program. You know, all mothers are leaders. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Mother. All righty. Loretta, thank you for your poem. Thank you for your poem. Next we'll have Hubert.
Yes, I'll be coming from you from the book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 4. O Lord, when you went out from Seir, when you marched from the land of Edom, the earth shook, the heaven poured, the clouds poured down water, the mountain quaked before the Lord, the one of Sinai, before the Lord, the God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, son of Anat, in the days of Jael, the road were abandoned. Travelers took to wandering paths, winding paths. Village life in Israel ceased until I, Deborah, arose. Arose a mother in Israel. When they chose new God, war came to the city gate, and not a shield or spear was seen among 40,000 in Israel. My heart is with Israel princes, with the willing volunteers among the people. Praise the Lord. You who ride on white donkeys, sit on your saddle blankets, and you who walk along the road, consider the voice of the singers at the watering places. They recite the righteous acts of the Lord, the righteous acts of his warrior in Israel. Amen.
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 Amen, Hubert. Thank you for that reading. And next we have Carrie.
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 3. Lord, how art thou increased that troubles me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there that be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. my glory and the lifter up of my head. I cried unto the Lord. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. And I laid down and sleep, awakened, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of thousands of people that have set themselves against me around about. Arise, O Lord, save me. O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Next, we'll have Sister Shirley.
Yes, I will be coming from Philippians, the second chapter, imitating Christ's humility. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Be nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Next, we have Auntie Betty.
With no unworthy purpose made, sanctified, bestow upon me to offer our soul, O Lord, I come. I'm scared to know you. Diligent to seek you, rhythm to find you, and his faithfulness that way to finally embrace you.
We can't hear. You go, Jackie.
Auntie Betty, I couldn't hear that. Auntie Betty? Auntie Betty?
She must have us on hold, Angela.
Okay. I heard something, but I couldn't hear it loud enough. All righty, we'll come back. Daniel, would you like to share any good news with us tonight?
Hey, so bad that day. You see how dirty my floor is in here?
Hey to everybody. I can't read no scripture, so I'll talk to y'all on the second half.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go get me in the room. I got to get it. Put it up. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Next, we have Auntie Dot.
Yes. I'm reading from Genesis 7, chapter, verse 21 to 25, the creation of women. And the Lord God caused a sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made a woman and brought her into the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my
flesh
shall be called a woman. Because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and was not ashamed. Amen.
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 Amen. Angela, you breaking up.
What did you say, Angela?
Auntie Betty? Oh, okay. She must have stepped away, guys. Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead, Loretta, to this.
Okay. Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the second shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the love that you show towards Auntie Marie, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Sister Shirley and family, the Allen family, the Verna family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, the Franklin family, the Ross family, the Simmons family, the Cody family, the Williams family, the Johnson family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Moore family, the Moody family, Dwight, Tawana and family, Lenny and family, Bishop Thomas family, Peter's family, Charlie and family, Ruth Edwards, Doretha Verna, Drell and family, Miss Brown and family, Vanessa and family, SMA and family, Eric, Brian, Tony, DeMarcus, Malachi, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for last night lying down, and we thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for your unconditional love that you show us daily. Thank you, most of all, for your Son, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Father, allow us to continue to follow Jesus, for he is the light through this life. Father, we love you and continue to watch over us. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 All righty. Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay. Next, we will acknowledge birthdays, May 13th through the 19th. Yeah. We have DeMarcus Nellum's birthday on the 14th.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jordan Slatsky on the 14th. We have Regina Cody on the 16th.
Yes.
We have a Betsy. Okay. And we have a Betsy on the 15th. That's all that I have. Are there any others? Okay. All righty. Hubert, would you do us the honor of singing happy birthday?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Who birthday? It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Who birthday? It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Amen.
Amen. And many, many more.
Amen.
Oh, you're breaking up.
It's time for us to do our second round. It's going with poems or songs or another Bible verse. We'll go ahead and start with Mother.
Okay. I'm coming out of First Peter. The power of prayer. Among songs of our heritage and people of color, and the country is a spiritual.
Keep
your hand on the plow. Hold on. Peter S. Between the two to do just that in the passage. He writes words of encouragement and exhortation to the elder and to the young men of whom are part of the body of Christ and who share a common adversity that the devil, Peter called attention to the reality of the rootness of this enemy. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy and the devil plow around like a roaring lion looking for someone to destroy. Resist him. Standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brother throughout the world undergoing the same kind of suffering. Dr. William A. Jones, Jr. has observed, in everybody's life at some point, the forecast will call for stormy weather. One is either in a storm, coming out of a storm, or headed into a storm. But at some point, stormy weather will be in everyone's forecast. The devil, our adversary, seeks to use the storm to come between God and his children. And would succeed it more often when it is not for sincere followers of Jesus Christ standing firm in the faith. Stormy weather is invited. The outlaw of the adversity will occur as long as we seek to be faithful to the Lord. With humble sobriety, insightfulness, diligently, Christian unity, and an unfailing trust in the Lord, we can indeed keep on keeping on and even process the power of plow. We can sing in the word one of the song of our struggle. Don't you let nobody turn you around. Keep on walking, keep on marching. And the prayer said, Dear Lord, enable me to process the faith and trust to hold your hand and the hand of our brothers and sisters in Christ. Empower me to let nothing come between you and me. And that which you should have me to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, who overcome the devil. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Next, we'll have Auntie Carrie.
Excuse me, Angel. Did you know Auntie Betty joined us back?
No,
Auntie
I didn't.
Auntie Betty called back in.
Okay. Thank you.
Can we hear her, though? Hello, Auntie.
Hello, y'all can hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you.
Oh, well, I can hear you guys. Are you ready for me to go, Angie?
Yes, ma'am, you can go.
Okay. I'm coming from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And you, father, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servant, be obedient to them that are your master according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart unto Christ. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wile of the devil. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reason, Betty. Next, we'll have Auntie Carrie.
Oh, I was going to read from Beloved Bible's Prayers. You are he. You are the great God, who is in heaven. You are the creator of life. You made the region above. You are the hunter who hunt for souls. You are the leader who go before us. You are he who hands are with wounds. You are he whose feet are with wounds. You are he whose blood is trickling, screaming. You are he whose blood is spilled for us. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. I thought somebody said something. Next, we'll have Hubert.
Yes. I would like to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. This is your day.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm going to sing a song. I always love my mama. She's my baby girl. I always love my mama. She brought me
in this world.
The mother love is so special. It's something that you can't describe. It's the kind of love that stays with you until the day you die. See, I never understood how mama made it through the week, working her hands, shuffling her feet, talking about mama. I always love my mama. She's my baby girl. You only get one. You only get one. Yeah.
She's
Amen.
My baby girl.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Praise Amen.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Alrighty. Thank you, Hubert, for that beautiful song. Next, we'll have Sister Shirley.
I pass.
Okay. Loretta?
Yes. What did you say?
You, Loretta.
Can you come back to me?
I sure can.
Okay, thanks.
Daniel?
Yes, ma'am. I just want to give a shout out to all the mothers back there.
All right.
Amen.
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 Amen. All right. Amen. Thank you, Daniel. Next, we'll have Auntie
Dot. Yes. What is a mother? The Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus, gave thanks to God for the honor given her to bear the gift of God to the world. A mother loves even though pain or adversity. Jesus put it best when he said, my mother and my brother are these which hear the word of God and do it. I thank God for all the mothers I have had in my life. I thank God for you, mother. Amen.
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 Thank you, Auntie Don. Next, we'll have Auntie Betty.
I'm going to read one of my cards.
Amen.
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 It said, blessed is the caring mother who offers her precious time, her gentle strength, her faith-filled wisdom, and her constant prayer to bless her family. Thank you for all the support and encouragement that you have made such a difference in life. Thank you for all the prayers that have been constant source of the strength and comfort. Thank you, Mom, for each and every day made special by your love. God bless you on Mother's Day.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Auntie Betty, for that beautiful card. Mm-hmm. All righty. I will go next. And I have a poem. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
The title of my poem is A Mother's Prayer for You. I said a Mother's Day prayer for you to thank the Lord above for blessing me with a lifetime of your tenderhearted love. I thank God for caring you've shown me through the years, for the closeness we've enjoyed in time of laughter and of tears. And so I thank you from the heart for all you've done for me, and I bless the Lord for giving me the best mother there could be. Amen.
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 Okay. All right, it's on you, Loretta.
Okay. Not saying Hubert didn't do a good job, but I got to do my version.
Hey, mama,
you cheated though, Loretta. You cheated though. Hubert did better. You cheated.
That's okay. We should have came together and did it together.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We all had the same thing on mind. That's what counts. We love our mama. We love all our mamas.
Amen.
Thank God for the mothers.
Thank you for sharing that song, Loretta. Auntie Carrie, did I get you?
Yes, you did.
Yes, okay. She came. She read some of love.
That's my older running the call. Don't even try it.
You okay?
All righty. What is that? All righty. That concludes our second round of sharing. Before I go into closing, is there anything else someone would like to share? I take that as a no. So I'll go ahead with the closing prayer. As we close, Lord, we want to give you honor and thank you, God, for the time we had today. May you bless each person who took the time to gather here and let your hand of protection be on them throughout the rest of the week. Let the work done here tonight come to fruition and let it all be for your glory, Lord. Help us each to do our part in sharing your word. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And, Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House, bless America and other nations, and continue to bless this prayer line. Father God, we promise, excuse me, to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you. Happy Mother's Day to all our mothers. We love you dearly. Have a pleasant night. Love you all.
Amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.